Hello, we're reading from the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, Pticha, item 13. You can watch our shows on the website and ask selected questions during the lesson. So, from the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 13.
Yes, but we should start from item 12, please.
Item 12. We should understand that the essence of the creature and of creation as a whole is only the will to receive. Anything beyond it is not part of creation, but extends from his self by way of existence from existence. Thus, why do we discern this will to receive as of youth and tribidity? And we are commanded to cleanse it through Torah and Mitzvot, to the point that without it, we will not achieve the sublime goal of the thought of creation.
In other words, is the will to receive that the Creator created called bad, evil? Did the Creator create evil? Yes. Besides this evil that the Creator created, he didn't create anything. This is why all of creation is called Ba'ar, outside of Kedusha, of holiness. This is on one hand. On the other hand, it's not just a will to receive. It's a will to receive that's divided into 613 parts. 613 pieces. Right? 613 parts. They're called Taryag.
Taryag. Ze ratzonot.
These are desires. And in order to correct them, we receive from above, from the Creator, the upper light that also contains 613 lights. These 613 lights are called Torah. So, the 613 lights that correct the 613 desires do mitzvot, the commandments. Mitzvah from the word command. The Creator commands us to correct these desires that he created in us. I have created the evil inclination, and I have created the Torah as a spice. I gave light so you would correct those desires from the aim to receive to the aim to bestow. This is called doing a mitzvah, performing a mitzvah. Is that clear? No questions about that? In other words, it's clear to us what is the will to receive that's created by the Creator, and the will to receive consists of 613 parts, desires, each of which is corrected through the upper light, and all the lights together are called Torah, and the correction of each desire from the aim to receive to the aim to bestow through the upper light is called performing a mitzvah, a commandment. This is why we engage in Torah and mitzvot. We engage in the upper light, we work with the upper light in order to correct the desires in our soul. Maybe we should write that all of this is the neshama, the soul, and this is the upper light. Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv.
There's like a jump in the explanation that I don't understand. We were speaking about Bchinat Daled, that all her desires...
Ask about what I just talked about.
It's not clear how we're jumping to the will to receive being evil.
The will to receive is bad because the Creator created it this way, as a desire to enjoy, to receive. That's it. We still don't know from where He created it. You're right. But what are you asking about what is written now? 613 desires, 613 lights, the lights correct the desires, and that's it. Good. PT 25.
Hello, Rav. There's something written here that's confusing me. He writes here that it's not a creation, but existence from existence. What comes from Atzmuto?
Lights. Lights.
But also on the Torah it's written, I've created the evil inclination in the Torah. So also the Torah is a...
You're right. There is a question about that. It says that the light that comes to correct the kelim is already clothed in the desire to bestow. So the kli and the aim of the Creator and the aim of the created being become equalized in that. This is why it says, I've created the Torah as a spice. If He didn't create the 613 desires, He wouldn't distinguish for them 613 lights.
Can I ask another question?
Yes, yes.
It's written that the main part of the creature and the whole creation. Is there anything? What are all those other things in creation? What does it mean that there's the creature and creation?
Yes, you have many parts in creation. Still vegetative, animate, and speaking, you have them in the spiritual world as well. Demons and ghosts and spirits, all kinds of forces that are called heichalot, palaces, and others. Not only souls. The souls of people are the highest thing, like the speaking in this world. But below it, you have other parts that are less spiritual, although they belong to spirituality. We will learn it. You're right. There is a question about that. Volga.
Volga.
Rav, подскажите, пожалуйста, вы сейчас объяснили, что есть...
Rav, please tell us, you've explained that there are 613 lights and 613 mitzvot towards every light.
No. Есть тайяг.
No, there are 613 desires of the soul. And in order to correct them from in order to receive to in order to bestow, there are 613 lights, which altogether are called Torah. Now what are you asking?
И вот в этом контексте, в контексте Торы и заповедей,
so,
еще используется понятие добрые дела.
About the Torah and mitzvot,
что это означает? Вот
это we use the term good deeds. What does that mean in this context, the third component of good deeds?
That we use words, good deeds. A good deed. Good deeds are any deed that is in order to bestow. To bestow. More? That's it?
А в таком случае, чем отличаются добрые дела от понятия...
So, in such a case, what does good deeds differ from mitzvot?
In order to bestow, generally, acts of bestowal are called in order to bestow. And a commandment is when I actually correct the will to receive to work in order to bestow, without everything around it.
Москва 4.
Moscow 4.
Я не понял. Я вчера пытался разобраться с этим вопросом.
I don't understand. Yesterday I tried scrutinizing this. What are those 613 parts of the soul? And what's the 620 about?
613 are the parts of the soul. Normally it says we have to correct them. And there are also 620. Those seven additional ones which join at the end of correction. It's the most final part of the will to receive. This is how the soul is divided into 613 desires. Why is it divided this way? It is written about it in the Zohar. You can read, I think you have it in Russian as well. It's translated. In the book of Zohar, it's written. And I think it's in the last volume where I wrote about all those things, about those parts. Gal, Zat, Evi Patsuf, Osh, Tochsof, etc. In those parts. That's it? Oh, no, we have PT-19.
What's the difference between us and the rest of the people? Everybody's reading this, the mitzvot. So what's the difference between us and others?
The difference between us and others is that we correct the 613 desires through the 613 lights of the Torah. We use the evil inclination, and we use the spice of Torah in its true way, lights and kelim, and vessels. And we correct our desires from in order to receive to in order to bestow. And with every desire we correct to work in order to bestow, we feel love for others instead of hatred of others.
So what's the true form? Well, I'm lacking something here. What does it mean?
The real form is that we come to love, I told you. And then you can see, according to the people who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, if they are speaking about love, if they attain love. Do they tell everyone that we have to come to love, as opposed to others who, from whom you can see hatred of others?
And how do I do these mitzvot exactly?
You correct your will to receive. Just discover that it's divided into many sub-desires and correct them to work in order to bestow upon others.
So it's Lishma what we're speaking about?
Yes, of course. Every desire you correct to work in order to bestow upon others is regarded as having corrected it Lishma, for her sake, for the sake of the mitzvah, of the commandment, for the sake of the Creator, for the sake of the Torah. This is the meaning of Lishma. And Niv, now I'm going to read item. Wait a minute, Moldova.
Moldova.
Дело в том, что смотрите, ради получения и ради отдачи, как я вижу, это намерение.
The thing is that in order to receive or bestow, as I understand, it's the intention. We have the material, which is the will to receive pleasure. How do I use the intention for myself? That's the evil inclination, and to enjoy for the Creator, that's Torah mitzvot. So, are they in the intention or in the material?
The material, the will to receive, is neither good nor bad. We get it, however, when it's already in order to receive. This is why it's considered bad. our will to receive. When we correct it through the group and the learning and the lights that come and correct, it's regarded as engaging in Torah. And through the Torah, we correct our desire to work in order to bestow. Then instead of a bad desire, it becomes a good desire. It was the evil inclination, now it's the good inclination. This is what it's called. That's it.
Niv.
Yeah, we're going to continue in item 13. The thing is that as corporeal objects are separated from one another by remoteness of location, spiritual matters are separated from one another by disparity of form between them. This can be found in our world too. For example, when two people share similar views, they like each other, and the remoteness of location does not cause to draw from one another. Conversely, when their views are far, they are hateful of each other, and proximity of location will not bring them any closer. Thus, the disparity of form in their views removes them from each other, and the proximity of form in their views brings them closer to each other. If, for example, one's nature is the complete opposite of another's, they are far from one another as east from west. Similarly, all manners of nearness and remoteness, coupling and unity that unfold in spirituality are but measures of disparity of form. They depart from one another according to their measure of disparity of form, and attached to one another according to their measure of equivalence of form. Yet you should understand that although the will to receive is a mandatory law in the creature, as it is the essence of the creature and the proper kli for reception of the goal of the thought of creation, it nonetheless completely separates it from the emanator, as there is disparity of form to the point of oppositeness between itself and the emanator. This is because the emanator is complete bestowal without a shred of reception, and the creature is complete reception without a shred of bestowal. Thus, there is no greater oppositeness of form than this. It therefore follows that this oppositeness of form necessarily separates it from the emanator.
Questions? This thing should be clear already. We talked about it all the time. There's a difference between the creator and the created being. The creator is all to bestow, the creature is all to receive. So the distance between them is infinite, right? And then what happens is the creature that has a desire to receive in order to receive is opposite from the creator and remote from him, and it gets a possibility to correct itself, and then it corrects itself and gradually it brings itself closer to the creator until it becomes attached to him. This is what happens. This is what we're talking about in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Africa.
Yeah, thank you, Rav. We have another question from the Ivory Coast from Amos, please. He's asking that sometimes while studying the four phases of direct light, it seems that we're studying the phases of the creation of the desire to receive. And sometimes it seems that we're studying the phases of the creation of the desire to give. So how should we correctly relate to the four phases of direct light, please?
The four phases of direct light are four phases in building the will to receive. In the fourth phase of direct light, the will to receive is completed in terms of its construction. Its construction through the upper, the direct light. And that's it. From that place onward, the will to receive begins to correct itself towards similarity with the Creator, with the light, toward working in order to bestow. Tiberius.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, dear friends. Is this disparity all towards our will to receive?
Yes. All our work is to work on our will to receive, so it works in order to bestow.
Niv. Yes, item 14. To save the creatures from this titanic separation, the Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, took place, separating Bchina Daled from the rest of the Partsufim of Gdusha, so that the great measure of reception remained an empty space devoid of any light. Since all the Partsufim of Gdusha emerged with a Masach erected in their Kli Malchut, so they would not receive light in this Bchina Dalet. Then, when the upper light was extended and spread to the emanated being, this Masach rejected it. This is regarded as striking between the upper light and the Masach, which raises Or Chozer from below upward, clothing the ten Sfirot of the upper light. That part of the light that was rejected and pushed back is called Or Chozer. As it dresses the upper light, it becomes a Kli for reception of the upper light instead of Bchina Dalet. Since afterward, the Kli of Malchut expanded by the measure of Or Chozer, the rejected light, which rose and dressed the upper light from below upward, and expanded from above downward too. Thus, the lights were clothed in the Kelim, within that Or Chozer. This is the meaning of Rosh and Guf in each degree. The Zivug Deaka'a from the upper light in the Masach raises Or Chozer from below upward and dresses the Ten Sfirot of the upper light in the form of the Ten Sfirot of Rosh, meaning the roots of the Kelim. Since there cannot be actual clothing there. Subsequently, when the Malchut expands with that Or Chozer from above downward, the Or ends and becomes Kelim for the upper light. At that time, there is clothing of the lights in the Kelim. And this is called the goof of that degree, that is, complete kelim.
So, in this way, we have a structure. The upper light comes and builds these four chinot discernments, 1, 2, 3, roots 1, 2, 3, and 4, and chinat dalet, the fourth phase, which is the biggest will to receive, malchut, rejects, repels the upper light back, because she doesn't want to receive it, but by not wanting to receive it, she connects to it. She connects to it here. And then something happens here. This is Or Yashar, direct light. Ol Yashar. It comes and dresses inside the O Chozer, the reflected light. The reflected light, O Chozer. And when the O Yashar dresses in the O Chozer to the extent that it can dress in it, to the extent that the O Yashar can dress in the O Chozer, it can receive. It can receive it in order to bestow. And then this Or Yashar, this Or Chozer that the Or Yashar is dressed in it, spreads downward. And that becomes O Pnimi, inner light. O Pnimi, inner light, which is Or Yashar and Or Chozer. And this is called Or Pnimi, inner light, which dresses, which expands in the Patsuf. And this place is called Rosh, head. And here it's the Toch, the interior. And here it's the Sof, the end. Where the Rosh ends, it's called the Peh, the mouth. Where the toch, the interior, ends, it's called tabur, navel. And where the sof, the end, ends, it's called end, or conclusion. That's it. So that's the toch of the potuf, that's the main thing. That's the clothing of the lights in the kilim, in the vessels. Inside the in the toch of the potuf, we have the clothing of the light in the kli. And the sof of the potsuf is where it has no kelim, but it repels all those lights, repels them back, and doesn't accept, doesn't receive anything. Questions? Moscow 5. Please.
Меня слышно?
Да.
Раф, правильно я понимаю, что вот этот внутренний свет, полученный в
том... If I understand correctly, we understand that the Ol Pnimi received in the Toch filled the previous vessels of Olam Ein Sof. So the Sof are restricted and we're not using them? Rav, incorrect.
Incorrect. Oh,
part of the vessels we have in the Rosh, well, let's say the roots of the vessels. So part of these vessels are here, let's say 20%, and part of the vessels are in the Sof, let's say 80%. And according to this, also the light, that was in the Rosh, is also divided in such a way to Ol Pnimi, inner light of 20%, and to Ol Mekif, surrounding light of 80%. We'll talk about it. There's a lot of details here you already know. It's not new for you. But there's a lot to learn about still. Latin 7. Latin 7.
Hola, buenas noches. Quisiera preguntarle si pudiera aclarar un poco.
Hello, good evening. I would like to ask if you could clarify, because it says that these are the roots of the kelim in the Rosh. That there's no clothing. Oh, we couldn't hear very well. You should repeat it.
The roots of the vessels, it's because it's still desires that aren't processed in order to hold the light. And the desires that aren't prepared to receive that light, we have to perform some action on them. They are called the roots of the vessels. North America 1.
I have a question regarding the structure that you drew. Is this Partsuf the Galgalta of Adam Kadmon?
Each and every Partsuf looks like this. Every Partsuf. Also Galgalta.
Toronto 2.
Toronto number 2.
Yes, Rav. What does it mean that in Prinat Dalet, at the pay of the Rosh, that repels? We can't hear him.
I don't hear you good. I don't hear you good. Speak directly into the mic and don't do anything else.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, so this act in Pederosh, Pei of Rosh, in Prinat Dalet, that repels the light, by this it knows all the qualities of the light. How does it happen?
We will learn about that. On this item, he's not mentioning it. Only ask about what is written. Rechovot.
Can it be said that Opnimi is light of Chassidim clothed by light of Chokhmah? And if so, if I attribute something to the Creator, is that Opnimi? Is that inner light?
Can you hold yourself a little bit and we'll get to it? I can't. Opnimi means all that's clothed in the internality of the desire. It happens in the Potsuf, yes. That's why I wrote it here. You see, Opnimi, inner light.
Eilat.
Eilat.
Hello, friends, World Kli. In your diagram, if you can show it, there's a measure here in every place. You have to do something, then there's another measure, you have to do something else. How do I, in the group, measure this measure?
I'm not answering those kind of questions. Is there anything written here about that? If it's not written, don't ask. Did you ever study anywhere? School, university? You need to study where everybody is right now. That's it. Otherwise, we're going to scatter to 1,000 questions, and what's written here, we won't get to. Only what's written here. That's what you ask about now. Moscow 7.
Что значит, что сосуд Малхут расширяется в мере отраженного света?
What does it mean that the Kli of Malchut expands according to the measure of the reforming of the reflected light? Oh, Chozer.
This is the entire Malchut. That she divided herself into a part that is in order to bestow, can receive in order to bestow, and a part that she can't, cannot receive, not receive. To these two parts. That's why Malchut, that before just stood here and received the Dalet Prinot of direct light by her decision that she wanted to receive in order to receive, expanded into ten sfirot of Toch and ten sfirot of Sof.
Latin 6.
Latin 6.
Buenas noches, Rav. Al final del punto 14,
at the end of item 14, it talks about clothing of light in the kelim, in the vessels, and that this is called guf. Is there a guf without clothing? Can it be regarded as a guf without clothing?
No. Levushim means or chozer. Or chozer is also called levush. Levush.
Mak 2.
Mak 2.
Mak 2.
Mak 2.
Can you please say if we can say that the kelim we can receive upper light in them are in the guf of the potsuf while they're root or in the rosh?
There's a thought, calculation, intention, calculation, thought, and in the goof, against that is an action. The performing it, realizing it. Realization. PT
34. Thank you, Rav. Can you explain the beginning of this excerpt in order to save the creatures from the great separation that was Tzimtzum Aleph? The first few sentences, if you can explain them, that he separated Bchina Dalet from all the Potsofim of Kedusha in a way that the measure of reception remained as vacant space, devoid of any light.
I'll read. To save the creatures from this titanic separation, that there's a created being and a creator, and there's no connection between them because one is giving and the other is receiving, and that's it. And the one receiving, the created being, he's receiving because he's a creature. You can't say that he is receiving, just desires, qualities, intentions, forces work in him, and the creator created it, meaning he is completely non-existent as a created being. So, to save the creatures from this titanic separation, the Tzimtzum Aleph took place. So, what the Creator did was separating Bchinat Daled, which is the will to receive for himself, from the rest of the Partsufim of Kedusha, meaning that he's building the Potsufim of Kedusha from above downward. That's 125 degrees. 125 Potsufim of Kedusha. And in them, he starts processing the created being so that that great measure of reception remained an empty space devoid of any light in the Pederosh, devoid of any light. She can't receive anything. Since all the Potsufim of Dusha emerged with the Masach erected in their Kli Malchut, meaning after the restriction that they don't want to receive anything for themselves, and by equivalence with the Creator in an action in order to bestow, so they would not receive this light in this Bchina Daled, because it would be in order to receive. Then when the upper light was extended and spread to the emanated being, according to the being's decision, this Masach that the created being puts, he can reject the upper light. This is regarded as striking between the upper light and the Masach. A strike, a hit, that the upper light strikes the Masach, which raises Or Chozer from below upward, clothing the 10 sefirot of the upper light, meaning the rejection the created being does, that he doesn't want to receive the pleasure from the creator, that becomes Ol Chozer. What is Ol Chozer, reflected light? That the created being wants to uplift to the degree of the creator, to be like him, because the part of light that was rejected and pushed back, called Ol Chozer, he doesn't want it, he can, even though it's very pleasant to him, he doesn't want to receive it. That's already an action above reason. As it dressed the upper light, it became a kli for reception of the upper light instead of Prinat Dalet. Meaning that he doesn't receive as before, as Prinat Dalet before the Tzimtzum, but receives it in a different manner, under the condition that he can make bestowal of it, that its reception becomes a bestowal to the Creator. And then the action becomes honor, because the Zivug Daka of Prinat Dalet, that it strikes the Masach, raises Ol Chozer from below upward, and clothes the 10 Sefirot of Rosh. Meaning, everything that came from the Creator gives it back. He says, I don't want to receive it, because there the light cannot be clothed, because the created being still didn't bring any force from itself, but only rejection. Afterward, when the Malchut expands by the measure of Ol Chozer to her desire, the Ol Chozer ends and becomes a vessel for the upper light, meaning that rejection becomes the Kli. You need to try and feel it, not in technical terms. This was a kli, some cup that received, and then how could it be that it pushes it and becomes light? The conditions, my attitude that I received, now I want to be a bestower. I want to give it back. So that's why everything I draw to myself became bestowal. Read this with feeling a few times, try and depict it as an interconnection between two people or the created being with the creator, and you'll start understanding more of what's happening here. Okay? Okay.
No,
let's let Tel Aviv ask.
Yeah, it's not clear why opening me is Ol Yashar plus Ol Chozer. Doesn't Malchut close all the Ol Yashar, the direct light?
Wait, opening me, what did I write here? Opening me includes Ol Yashar in it and Ol Chozer.
Yes, what does a plus mean?
Ol Yashar that's closed in Ol Chozer is called Ol Pnimi.
Thank you.
You're right. We should be more precise about it. Correct. Now let's let Volga ask.
Раф, подскажите, пожалуйста, здесь вот Бааль Сулам говорит о зивуге даака, ударном взаимодействии.
Yeah, Бааль Сулам talks about zivug daaka between two opposite forces. But the question is, why this contradiction between two forces in Prina Bet is also called Zivug Daka, coupling by striking?
Because only in Prina Dalet you have a kli, a desire that wants to enjoy. That's why it can strike the pleasure and receive it later on in order to bestow. But all the previous Prinot, Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel, before Prinat Dalet, there is no sufficient will to receive that feels it can receive, and that's why it can't perform this action in order to bestow. Okay, friends, we will let, we'll give place for focus or info?
Info.
Please, Shimon.
Okay, dear friends, our beloved friends from Africa, from all over the continent, French speakers, English speakers, are doing very broad dissemination, and Tuso is going to tell us about it.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. Just to give a brief description of a report for Africa dissemination. In South Africa, preparations for Facebook Live event is presently going on for the dissemination vehicle, The Art of Connection, where we disseminate the method to South Africa and Zimbabwe through social media channels. Facebook, we have 150 followers. In Instagram, 265 followers. We also have Twitter, Medium, and the website, theartofconnection.co.za. The Facebook event will be advertised on social media in the form of a short film highlighting the current situation with beautiful imagery and relevant narrative under the theme Connection, Humanity's Only Cure. We also have a BV South Africa Facebook page, which is updated daily with current BV content that has got 430 followers. South Africa recently started including Zimbabwe in its dissemination efforts, and more people are coming from Zimbabwe. Most posts are being read from there. In Ghana, dissemination is enhanced and supported with the material that the BV English department releases. Ghana friends have participated in English department writing training program. Friends are learning to write local scenarios to add to various dissemination matters being undertaken by the group. In French Africa, the friends are preparing a video conference on Zoom to talk about integral education, sharing the method of connection every day to the main groups on Facebook and WhatsApp, and in our route with the French worldly. For the woman, the women continue disseminating on their own Facebook pages as well as the General Kabbalah Facebook pages. They have been actively listening and partaking in this training for dissemination. A Facebook group to focus on women from the nations has been activated, not necessarily highlighting the word Kabbalah, but generally discuss the connection and unity of women in the world. And in Ivory Coast, dissemination is done through Facebook, which is mostly used by the people there. There are five main Facebook pages, including Kabbalah and Afrique and other Facebook pages. And despite all the challenges with the internet, the friends are doing all their efforts that they can, and always understand and know that this is what we are made for, to disseminate and pass the light to the rest of the world. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to continue with an update on today's schedule. We will meet for a broadcast writers meeting at 10:30 a.m. Israel time. You can watch it on Facebook. It's helpful if you watch it on Facebook, but it'll also be on Sivat Tova. At 1:30, there'll be an afternoon lesson with friends, a virtual lesson in Russian at 4, and the World Gathering of Friends at 6:45. And today, there will be a survey in all the languages where everyone can express their opinions regarding switching back to physical centers, or do they prefer to stay virtual. As I've asked, there will be a survey sent to everyone, and we encourage everyone to answer it. And also about the World Virtual Convention, there'll be a question about that, so everyone will get their chance to express their opinions about that. Itai. Right.
And update from technology department. Today, we will start with our new user interface, and it's all about preparation. So let's see a few screenshots, so we'll see what's going to happen tomorrow. Okay, so what we can see now, this is how the new user interface will look. On one side, we have my 10. On the left side, we have the Shidur and the 10. So we won't need two screens anymore to open two windows. It'll all be in one window. Then, here, if we look on the left, on the bottom, you can see the options. So, this option is the broadcast quality. This will be the language. Here, this is what we see is Hebrew without the focus group. So the first seven languages are without a focus group. Afterwards, it will be a focus group. We have a volume mute in a very simple, effective way. Here on the bottom right, you can have the full screen option. Once we press on that, it'll be on the whole screen. And in the same place there below, you can also exit the full screen back to the regular option. The button you see here on the right bottom is to open another window. Let's say I have two screens and I want to split it into two separate screens. So that's the button I will use. To shut that screen off, I just use a regular X. Another nice thing we have, we can shut the broadcast off. Let's say we're in a 10 meeting or a meal that we don't want to see the broadcast. So either use a small X on the Shidur window or above, there's a button called Close Broadcast, and then we can shut it off. The moment we did shut it off, it disappears, but the Close Broadcast button becomes an Open Broadcast window, and we press on it again, it'll open again. We can also change the way it looks a bit. So first, if I push this button called Layout, so what we see is the middle option, where half is Shidur and half is the 10. If I press on the left button, so a quarter of the screen becomes the broadcast, and the rest is my 10. Obviously, it's calculated mathematically according to the number of participants, and this quarter keeps changing relatively. And another option is that the Shidur, the broadcast, is equal as the rest of the 10. That's it. That's our new user interface. And we're very happy and thanking the technology department that did such a wonderful job, from the thought to fixing all the bugs. So we also want to thank 100 friends that participated in checking this. So from today in the Yeshivat Chaverim, we are in a new virtual world. And we'll go to a song. Yeah, song.
מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור, זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה, ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו, ושהוא טוב וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine. Kazakhstan's
Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина.
Around the world, a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine.
Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.
Around the world, a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine.